Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready for a digital dive? You're listening to the GZ Chop Shop podcast, the weekly tech and gaming media podcast that breaks down the latest news, lore, and more. So plug in, because the GZ Chop Shop starts now.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to another week of the GZ Chop Shop podcast. I am your host, Project Itachi, joined by my good friend and co-host, War Nurse. And this week, I don't know how long this topic is going to go. We actually had a different topic planned, but then, as always, Microsoft did something that we were like, okay, we got to discuss this because it sucks.
I'm almost starting to think, dude, like every time Microsoft is in the news, right? They do something, and then like maybe a week goes by and everyone starts talking about something else. Microsoft's like, quick, the attention's not on us. Let's be toxic. Let's make it about us. And it doesn't matter if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just like, it's like an attention seeking whore, dude. It is insane that they managed to be in the news week after week.
Yeah. And the thing is, they just had good news. Their community, they made their community happy with good news. They went, the deal with Activision Blizzard closed. It's officially theirs. They own Activision Blizzard now,
which is a good thing for Activision Blizzard. Like, honestly, because I think we talked about this about a year or so ago, how Activision and Blizzard needed a character development arc after all the scandals and stuff that kept going. They were having so many issues, and then Microsoft's like, okay, we'll take it from here.
And all those problems have disappeared, which I said would happen. I said no one's going to mess with Microsoft, and sure enough, we've not heard anything about those problems anymore. They're pretty much whispers in the wind. Well, after the good news to their community, they then said, hey, great, while you guys are celebrating, here's some bad news of something we've already done, and there's probably no going back. Because as of October 1st, they put it into motion, but then they didn't start telling the community until after that, I believe, that any of their Xbox captures that they have going forward and already saved will only last up to 90 days, and Microsoft is going to start deleting them. Which means if this is already implemented, people who have saved from years and years and years, I won't say every day. If they didn't start this until October, that means everything now has a counter on it, that it's going to be deleted. Now, some people say, okay, well, why is that a big deal? Well, the issue is people who've been saving stuff over the years, Microsoft never lets you save it directly on your console. They had to save it on Microsoft servers. Why that was a thing, nobody knows. It seemed great because people were like, all right, I'm not wasting space. I'm not building up, you know, wasting space on my console. I just put it on the server. Well, now Microsoft is saying, hey, we're going to start deleting that stuff off the server over 90 days. So everyone is in agreement that this is to save money, which obviously comes at the tail end of them closing the deal with Activision Blizzard. Because let's be honest, they want to make that money back and then some. That's the whole reason they opted to buy Activision Blizzard. They saw the monetary potential to make their money back and then some over the years. Right after the deal closes, they implement removing all of your captures over the years, which really sucks for content creators, because that is a plethora of their content being erased that they have no control over. You know, a lot of people, even I've done it on like my PlayStation, when I went back and created some of those Elden Ring clips that we had already played Elden Ring like weeks or months ago. And I was like, yo, this is a great idea for a clip. And I went back and I used that stuff. So this sucks for people who use that content for Instagram, TikTok, if they're a streamer in general and they're like, hey, you know, I want to use some of my old clips. That's memories for them. That,
and they've said them, nothing yet from what I've seen, have they?
They've sent it as a message to people on their Xboxes.
No, I mean, they reason.
No, they haven't said a reason. People want a reason, but they've not even responded to mainstream reporters as to why.
I mean, it couldn't be a money issue since they're just throwing around tens of billions of dollars buying up companies year after year.
I will say, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this from the community, and that's totally fine. But I say, while you're hating me, do the research, do the deep digging. You can find a lot of this stuff yourself. Phil, and I say this for any of the industries, Sony included, Nintendo included. But at least right now, Phil Spencer is not your friend. He is not gamers' friends. He sees gaming as a streaming service, a subscription streaming service. And he wants to turn gaming into that, where you pretty much, as a gamer, would infinitely be paying money to game. It's like arcades on crack. Because look at the direction he wants to go. And here's the dots I want to connect. And you guys can look up the email. The email became available. The email that Phil Spencer sent out of all the companies he wanted Xbox to buy, that he brought to the board, the list, his plan, everything. You can find the email. It is available via several gaming sites. Just look up Phil Spencer's email. He wanted Sega. He wanted Bandai. He wanted Bethesda. He wanted Activision. He wanted pretty much, I think even Square was on the list. He wanted a lot of the top developers, and he wanted to bring them under the Microsoft umbrella, Activision Blizzard being the biggest one. The Sega one was still up in the air. I don't think that is going to go through anymore. But with Activision Blizzard, I've been saying it for a while. I said everyone should be scared, because what people don't know is Activision Blizzard is 3% of the gaming market as a whole. That means 3% of gamers are involved with Activision Blizzard, their games, their services, XYZ. You might think, oh, that's not a lot. No, when you do the whole math of gamers, we're talking people in the millions. 3% of the gaming market is under Activision Blizzard. Now, that means 3% of the gaming market is under Microsoft, adding into the small percentage that Xbox already had. In the emails Phil Spencer sent, what a lot of people don't realize is he says by 2027, which is not that far, as fast as the years are flying, that's not that far. By 2027, if the Game Pass numbers are not where he wants them to be, Xbox is pulling out of the gaming industry. Now, a lot of people probably think, oh, no, that's far-fetched. That's, you don't know what you're talking about. Like I said, you can look this up yourself. But what people should be concerned about is, what are two major companies, Xbox, Microsoft, for Xbox, have locked down? Bethesda, Activision, Blizzard. If the numbers of Game Pass subscriptions do not reach a certain goal by 2027, and Xbox pulls out of the market, they take over 3% of the gaming industry down with it. So while he's populating the catalog to appease and make people think, oh man, he's for gamers, we got all these first party publishers now, Xbox, it's changing, it's growing, everyone needs to follow it. No, that is a terrible model. No gaming company should be following this motto, because now he also has the power of holding it hostage. Because basically what he says is, okay, we've taken two big developers. You either join Game Pass or we pull out. And the thing that people go, oh, well, then the companies will be up for grabs. No, they will not. Microsoft owns them. meaning if Xbox pulls out, he can, well, not maybe not Phil, but Microsoft as a whole can do whatever they want with those companies. Do you really think they're just going to sell them back out to the competition? No. What does Microsoft sell? At what, anything they've owned, what do they sell? They don't. They buy and then they disintegrate so no one else can have it. You might as well say goodbye to Activision Blizzard, and you might as well say goodbye to Bethesda. They'll be done. Done. If they're sold off, they'll be sold off in tiny parts so that they're not the whole thing. They'll be broken up, the name Bethesda gone, Activision Blizzard gone, and then who knows what'll happen to World of Warcraft? Who knows what'll happen to Diablo? We might not, they might be done because Game Pass subscriptions didn't get to where they wanted, which says the driving point is to make everyone subscribe to gaming. Now, he put out another statement, I want to say like a week or so ago, where he said after the deal finally closed, he said to Nintendo and PlayStation, you guys are still welcome here, which the way he worded it and even the writers of the article realized it's like it can be interpreted different ways. I was like, yeah, the doublespeak in there is very dangerous because he's, you know, he's saying basically, all right, well, we won. But hey, you're welcome to subscribe if you still want to play those games, but they're ours now. And then the fact he says that, and then if you know his plan for 2027, it's even more ominous. We've taken these guys off the board. Now you either subscribe and join, or you're gone forever. My way or the highway. And then they go and they remove.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Years worth of gamers captures. Hey, you got 90 days. And it's like, the more you watch, it's like, dag, this is really streaming service because you can't save your shows. You stream them in real time. You sit there, you watch it, you pause it, you know, you can come back to it, but you don't get to save, capture, do all that. It's then there as long as you're paying for it. You remove capture. Now you remove a gamer's potential of monetizing. You say, well, how do you remove a gamer's potential of monetizing? Because how do gaming content creators make their money off of their gaming content? But if they don't have any, or if they're on a tight schedule, you eliminate a good portion of people that probably can do that. Those viral gaming videos, they'll start dropping. At least for the Xbox front. Because they got 90 days to do something with it before it's gone forever. Most people have a full-time job. Most people come in. And you think 90 days is a lot. It really isn't. How many times have you thought, oh, I need to cancel a certain subscription, and then the month has come and gone and you got charged again and you're like, oh shit, I'll do it next month. Then it's the same thing happens. Your life gets so busy, you don't have time to do that. But 90 days sounds nice. It sounds lengthy. A lot of gamers are going to come back in 90 days and half their stuff, if not all of it's going to be gone. They're going to be like, oh crap, I forgot. And like I said, with gaming going subscription, based, you're paying to have, right now, at least on the Xbox front, you're paying to have your potential monetary collective value removed. Games, physical copies, your monetary value is gone. You buy the Xbox hardware. If by 2027 Game Pass doesn't reach its goal, which once again, everyone who's la-di-da for Game Pass, if Xbox pulls out in 2027, what's your Xbox going to be for? It literally will serve no purpose. No store is going to buy it from you. You're not going to be able to trade in because it's not going to work. It's going to have no purpose. So now you're going to be stuck with it. So now you're, what was it, like $400 when it came out? Your $400 investment on top of your $15 a month that you were paying, all gone. Just gone. And nothing to show for it because all your game captures are gone. Because even if in 2027 Xbox pulls out, but if you were at least able to have your captures, you could turn those memories into collector value. Guys, do you remember this game? Nostalgia. Oh shit, yeah, I remember that game. And then you could grow off of that. You could turn your memories into monetization. But they're removing that early, which means they're already laying the groundwork for that emergency escape plan. How could people make money off of this? They won't give us the money, so how do we keep them from making money? Call it far-fetched, but they always say truth is stranger than fiction. And a lot of stranger things have happened in the world that people don't believe. We've believed for years that there were aliens in space, time travelers, and people that have magical abilities. But when you say, hey, your favorite company is a corporate tyrant and they're trying to abuse you, suddenly we take issue with it and we're all like, no, 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 no. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
So, you know, honestly, dude, like, I want to say that maybe it is a little bit far-fetched, but the problem is all of it makes sense. Like, I can agree with all of it separately and I can understand it all together. Like, I get like what you're saying. And the reason I'm able to agree with you and hear what you're saying is because so many times in the past, you've said some pretty far-fetched shit that even I was like, dude, I don't know, man, that's a bit of a stretch. And then it came true 6 months to a year later. And I'm just sitting here like, are you kidding me?
The thing is, a lot of people, myself included, we don't like to hear things that interrupt our comfort zone. And we don't like things that disturb our peace, especially gamers. Gamers, we are extremely stubborn. Console gamers are the worst. We are so loyal to a fault. PlayStation community, toxic. Xbox community, toxic. Nintendo itself can be toxic when they want to be. So when you hear that the company that is all about gaming isn't actually about the gamers, you find it hard to believe. But when you think about it, it's like a conversation we had on the After Dark podcast when we were talking about billionaires. People will flock to a billionaire's product, not realizing that billionaire is not your friend. That billionaire is stepping on the backs of you and your fellow workers to become that billionaire. They know if they slap their name on a product, you're going to flock to it. It could be the ugliest product out there, but you will somehow say it's the hottest looking thing. Perfect example. I don't know if you've seen people wearing those. Anything from Kanye, his sneakers, his slippers,
yeah,
those spaceship looking things.
I don't see him as often as I did when they first came out, but yeah,
hundreds of dollars. Those people know those things are ugly because we know those things are ugly. But because they're $100 shoes from a name of a person that they vibe for, they justify it and they spend their money on it. And that's the thing. Once again, I'll say it's the thing across the board. When Sony does shady business dealings, we justify it because we like them. They put out good product to keep us happy, so we let them get away with it. Same thing with Xbox. People have been saying for years, hey, don't let Xbox do this monopoly. Don't let them do it. But we did. Because Microsoft is everywhere. What can Microsoft do wrong? They're for the people, is what we tell ourselves.
Man, and the thing is, dude, like everything Microsoft has touched over the past several years has gone to shit. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of the reasons I stopped playing Xbox. The Xbox One was the last one I had, and I stopped playing shortly before they put out their new ones. And I can't, their business model makes no sense to me, dude. Like it's, they buy up all these companies and then they start streaming services, and then somehow those services go to shit, and then they dump them, and then they turn around and buy another company, and then those go to shit. But then they turn around and say, okay, everyone's pissed. This service or this game wasn't what people thought it would be. Apparently everyone's mad. Let's up the Game Pass again for the third time this year. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Oh shit, that pissed everyone off. Okay, let's just buy another studio. Okay, well, everyone's hyped up again. All the community's hyped up because we just bought another studio. That's cool. Okay, what else can we do? Oh, let's wipe the entire cloud service of all their gaming in the past 90 days. Yeah, we'll do that. Oh, and by the way, up their gaming service again.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Yeah. And the last thing that they've done that made me sigh, I mean, I want everyone to know,
how can you spend billions of dollars on stuff year after year and not take care of it? I don't understand.
Because they don't expect to have to do any work to help maintain it. Think of a rich person who hires, you know, like entertainment or anyone to do something for them. They're expecting that I just throw money at you and things happen. That was their hope with Mixer. They threw money into streaming. They didn't realize that there's actual work and involvement. And they were like, oh, we actually have to spend more money. We got to pay a lot of people because a lot of streamers were making their threshold. They didn't think that streamers would be dedicated enough to reach partnership level, that people could do it. I think more people made it than they expected. And they were like, oh, we've got to pay them. They were supposed to get sponsors and that pay us. Yeah, no, shut it down, burn it to the ground. And they abandoned them. I think they had like a small dealing with Facebook to like, yeah, take our orphan children, whatever. It wasn't worth the cost. And then they did. They entered the music industry years ago with Zoom, musical devices. And they were like, oh, it's not selling as much as Apple. Abandon it. Burn it to the ground. And that's why I say everyone should be scared about the Activision Blizzard being finalized. Because at least I'll give Phil credit on one thing. He said when he plans to do it. That's the big hint right there. That's the thing right there. But I could go in a whole rabbit hole about this, but it was pretty much breaking news. And we just had to discuss it. But what are your guys' thoughts? Like I said, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get hate from the Xbox community for it. But I'm saying, I'm begging you guys, just do your research, do your homework. Realize why this is a very alarming thing in the for gamers. And let us know your thoughts. Anyway, we're out of here. You guys have been amazing. Take care of yourself and each other. We'll catch all of you wonderful people on the next podcast. Later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Project Itachi here. Did you enjoy the show? If so, think about supporting us on Patreon or Acast for exclusive perks, content, and more. Also, visit our store, thegzshop.com. You can find all of our links on our website, osn-media.com. Until next time.